This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It's transfer window deadline day. An hour to go, or less than that now. Obviously, starting the stream live a bit later than 10 p.m. But just under 1 hour left to go. Quite a few transfers could still happen in last hour. There's a few names that we could call out. But we thought we'd go live just before the window ends to see what you think to all these transfers, because there's a lot have gone out this season. A lot have come in. Eight at the moment. Maybe one more to come in by the time this finishes. But we will bring Lox in now to get our thoughts on. Lox, welcome, mate.
Hello, mate.
A lot has happened, hasn't it, since the start of this window? And like Greg says, have we signed Tom Cannon yet? I'll give that to you for the first one, because it's not...
What was that? Sorry, mate.
It's not officially been announced, but it looks like it's done.
Yeah, it does. I think if someone's asked, can we confirm the Tom Cannon deal? Obviously, we can't confirm it. The only people that can confirm it officially are Leicester City and Everton and himself. But I think it'll happen. I think it's just probably one of them last things. I think it's probably all done. They might just be getting a video of, you know what it's like, the photos and videos sorted. I imagine it's already done. I think if there were any problems, like we've seen, I mean, I've just seen John Percy tweet about problems with transfers at, I think it was Derby already, like literally in the last few minutes. So I think if there was something wrong with it, he might have mentioned it. But it seems like it will go ahead, and it's one I'm excited for, to be honest. I know we won't talk too much about Cannon in this video, so I will just say something I put out earlier. 8 goals last season for Preston in 18 starts. An XG, this is the main stat that people use for goals these days, an XG of 5.9. So that means he was expected to score 5.9 goals. He scored 8. So I think he's a good buy, mate. I think he's going to be third choice behind Iheanacho and Vardy. Obviously, once the African Cup of Nations happens with Iheanacho going there, it'll be Vardy and Cannon. So I think it'll be a good one. But yeah, not confirmed yet. So we don't know 100% sure, but I think it will be.
Yeah, so we'll quickly run through some of the kind of known deals that we knew were going to happen before this season even ended. Barnes to Newcastle, I think it was a bit more stretched out than it could have been, but at least we got it done for quite a good price. Was it 40 million, I think, for Barnes? Madison, 35, if I'm not mistaken.
Rising to 40. I think it's pretty much 40, mate, to be fair.
So, like I say, both big players, kind of, we knew we were going to probably leave at some point in this summer. Kind of, what's your kind of thought on this? Because I knew we weren't ever going to keep them, but I'm kind of glad they've gone, because I just don't think we wouldn't have wanted them in the club if they didn't want to play for us, did they?
No. Madison, he was always going to go. Even if we stayed up in the Premier League, he was going to go. I don't think Barnes would have, but Madison was always going to go. I think, yeah, 40 million. A lot of people were having a go at Rudkin for not getting 50 or 60. But I just think the aim at that stage was to get it done quick. Last season, everyone moaned that the Fofana saga went on for so long. And then people then moaned that we sold Maddison too quick for cheaper. Mm. No, it was good business. We haven't even spent 40 million this summer. And we've got 80 from Maddison and Barnes. So with 40 million in the, you know, at least 40 million in the green. I think it was always going to happen. 40 million for a relegated championship team with 1 year left on his contract was a good fee. So he had to go. Yeah.
Yeah. They were the two big kind of price tag names on there. We'll go for a run a few of the crappier names that we knew, well, we didn't know we were going to go, but kind of glad we got out the door. The likes of Perez, he just wasn't going to play for us ever again after he went on loan for the rest of the season last year.
Yeah.
Hurst and the warm wear, he just never did it for Leicester. Kind of glad he's gone, but now his form, he scored a couple of goals, hasn't he?
He scored one.
I thought it was more than one, but it's fair enough. He needed to move and he looks like he's doing okay in Ipswich anyway. Soon-Chu, another one who we already knew was going before the window opened because he didn't want to stay at Leicester after being not picked for a whole season of crap football. Tielemans, another dodgy one because we knew he was going to leave. We didn't know who to, but I think eventually he just chose somewhere close to where he lives, doesn't he? But I thought it was a good enough deal. And did he go on a free? He did, didn't he?
Yes, it was a free contract because he didn't renew his contract. He refused to renew his contract after we won the FA Cup and finished fifth twice. He refused to sign a contract because he clearly wanted a Man United or an Arsenal. And he's gone to a club that finished seventh or sixth last season. So he's actually, if anything, dropped down a bit from where he was at when he refused the contract. But yeah, it was, again, it's close to where his family live, obviously Birmingham. You know, he lives in Loughborough. Can I just make a point as well? I've just seen the same news as that retro C has posted in the comments.
Yeah.
Apparently this Daka deal might be off.
Oh no.
Oh
no. What a shame.
Also, I know this is Leicester. I'm just seeing loads of news flying in, obviously. AFC Bournemouth still trying to get deal done, but Patson Daka now looking unlikely. It's crazy. Also, I've just seen, I know it's not Leicester related, but I don't know if you saw Sunderland were looking at signing Ross Stewart. Sorry, Rod Stewart. Southampton. Southampton were looking at
Ross. Yeah, they're getting Patrick Roberts as well, yeah.
Yeah, Ross Stewart, the striker from Sunderland. Southampton were also linked with Tom Cannon as well. But they've gone for Ross Stewart, and Ross Stewart's just failed his medical at Southampton.
Oh no!
So I don't know if that changes anything. But and Daka deal off, it looks like. But yeah, we can come back to that news if you want, and kind of what we were doing. But that, yeah, I've seen the same thing about Daka. So
all good. Another one, Evans, obviously ended his contract. We were in talks and maybe getting a new contract. I'm glad we didn't, because he's kind of that sort of like Wes Morgan player, which you could have just kept him on for another year, but he wouldn't have probably been playing. He didn't suit the style. It needed to happen, and it's kind of a shock that he's gone to United, I guess.
Yeah, I just think I don't know what to say. They were linked with Bertrand as well at some point. Man United.
He's gone there, I think.
No, I don't think Bertrand's gone, Man United.
I think he's gone.
No, they signed Reguilon instead from Spurs.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason there was, but
yeah, it's just one of them signings at the end of the career. It's probably a bit of a favour, if anything, from people at United to him. A year, he might get a few minutes in the cup games, you know, whatever. But it is what it is. We've signed Cody, who's not that much younger, but until he joined us, obviously his injury record was much better. But I'm sure it was just a freak injury for him, because he's never been injured in his career. So
yeah, and then the last one, kind of until we talk about the more recent outgoings, is Brunt on loan to Mansfield. Obviously not getting too much of a looking into the team, and I think he was a player like Thomas who he needed a bit of a move away to try and get a bit more game time, and I think it was just maybe a bit too low quality for him, but it's a low move.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? Because Brunt was like Brunt was the, I think he played defender and midfield, right, at times, but he was the new up after Dewsbury Hall. He was the next thing coming through to the first team. But it looks like Ben Nelson's completely overtaken him. Yeah, fair play. If he goes on loan, sees what he can do. But his age, I think he's 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's going to be playing games for Leicester ever, really. I think, especially if we get promoted back to the Premier League next season. This season, sorry, he won't be playing the Premier League. So I'm sure there'll be a permanent move from somewhere.
Yeah, we'll get into more of the incomings now, because obviously that's probably the next thing to talk about. So firstly, the same day happened, Winks and Cody came in, pretty much straight from the start, as well as the new manager and new set piece, all the coaches and whatnot, all in one day with the kit launch as well. I'm unsure now, because I was telling you that I wasn't a big fan of Winks.
Yeah,
he's dropped down. He's shown his quality, and I will eat my own word and say he has done really well. We don't know anything about Cody yet because he's still injured, but I'm surely it's going to be a good signing.
I think you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a solid defender whose his leadership qualities are, you know, immense. That's probably why, no offense to his football ability, but that's probably why he gets picked so much for England in the World Cup, you know, being around there. Probably why he was brought into Everton last season. If you remember, he didn't actually play that many games for Everton, but he was still brought in. Probably a bit of just, you know, energy and stuff around the squad trying to stay up. So, but I do think he'll play games for us. And I think it's hard, obviously, Maresca rates Vestergaard. So it'll be interesting to see whether he comes straight in for Vestergaard or it takes time for him to try and play his way in. But it's a good sign-in, no matter what, it's a good sign-in. Yeah. They were the two experienced sign-ins which we needed. And then after that, which obviously we're going to go through now, it was more youth.
Yeah, and as you say that, we go into the Doyle signing, which, again, was quite a good one when we first heard about it, because we knew how good he was for Coventry last year. Goes and plays and nearly scores against Coventry in the first game of the season. But he's done well so far. I think he's probably already got his place in the team, and he's not going to come out of that anytime soon. But it's another brilliant loan deal, I guess. To say that we can't get anything after, he's just going to go straight back to Man City. But it's a good youth move, and kind of good replacement for the likes of maybe a Marty, or I don't know who else you could even say you're probably a replacement for, but it's just a decent deal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we said at the time it's a shame it wasn't permanent, because I think we were trying to work on a permanent deal at one point. Obviously, we're going to speak about Cassidy. Cassidy is one which I look at and think maybe it's going to be quite hard to sign him permanently next year. He might be worth quite a bit. Doyle, though, we might be able to get, you never know, on a permanent if we go up. If we don't go up, I think a Premier League team gets him next season, because he's been really good. He was really good for, was it Sunderland originally? And then it was Coventry, and then Leicester now. So he looks like he could go into any championship winning team. You know, if you look at like the three big teams in the championship, Leeds, Leicester, Southampton, he'd go into any of them teams. So I think his next step after this year is ultimately the Premier League.
Yeah.
So if we go up, I think we have to go and try and sign him. And hopefully we do. Hopefully he wants to join us.
Yeah. Moving along to Mavadidi, would you say experienced player? Because he has been into a lot of clubs, but from what we've seen so far, I'd say I do like the style of play he does, but I think at times he does get frustrating because he doesn't like a lot of himself.
Yeah, but by the way, if you keep seeing me turn my head, it's because I'm keeping the TV. Mavadidi, he's like 25, I think, so he's not youth as such, but he's a younger head. I think he's a winger. We needed a winger. He's probably more of a finished article compared to Akgun. And definitely more of a finished article when it comes to Fatawa, who's really young. And I mean, we had no other choice to sign a left winger, obviously, when Barnes went. So I think it's a good signing. I think, like you said, it has been frustrating at times, but I do like him. So,
yeah. Yeah. And as we do. Oh, wait, no, he's shaking about. Hermanson, obviously, big questions around this kind of position, that we've got five keepers and not one of them have gone yet in within 45 minutes left of the window, and still we've got five keepers. What the hell is happening, Lox?
Well, remember the Burton game, the first preseason game of the season, the first preseason game which fans could watch. Stolicic was in goal, and was it, who else was it? It was just Stolicic, wasn't it? It was just in the first half. And I think it was from that moment people realised, oh yeah, like Iverson and Ward are not the type of goalkeeper Maresca wanted. And from the very start of the window, we were linked with Zach Steffen, if you remember.
Yeah.
Who's better with his feet. So it was quite clear from day one that Enzo wanted a goalkeeper that could play with his feet more. And Hermansson's just that. We see it when we play a back three, when we're in possession, we're still playing a back four technically, because Hermansson becomes a centre-back. So it's proper sweeper keeper. So still a bit shaky, still a bit dodgy at times, I think. Set pieces coming up to try and catch the ball, a bit shaky at times, but with his feet, better than any other player that we've got at the club, a goalkeeper. I'd say he's probably better than Kasper was with his feet as well. So it's a good signing. It's what Enzo wanted in the squad, and we've got him. So
yeah, I completely agree. Cassidy, you've already mentioned him. He's come in, he scored a goal in his first game. Fair enough to him. What you going to make of him? Because it's one where I think with the style of play that Enzo wants to play, he's Italian as well. He knows the play. He knows how he fits into the team. He gets into the box. Perfect player, surely.
Yeah. I think I first heard, obviously there were rumours that we were in for him. And then I know someone who's Italian, who's a Leeds fan, actually. And a Southampton fan, sorry, who's Italian. And he actually said to me, oh, I'd love him at Southampton, Cassidy. So I had a look at him. He looks like a good player, mate. Like I said, it might be hard to get him next season because I think Chelsea quite highly rate him, if I'm honest. I think Chelsea do rate him. So I don't think it's going to be one that we probably get next season.
I'm just going to mention that we are just watching Jamie in the background bike back to his house.
Go on, bring him on.
Is he coming on yet? Is he ready to come on?
Of course he is.
Here he is, biking back to his house.
How's it going? Look, I'm cycling home.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't even walk two yards, could you?
Oh, what more do you need? Anyway, lads, how's it going? Are we good? Are we happy with the transfer window so far? Got an hour left to go? Well, not quite an hour now, is it? 40 minutes?
Well, all I'm going to say is, and from what Loxy said, this player that you might want to be gone by the end of the window.
Have looks you like seen it, Jamie? It's gone off. The deal's gone.
It looks like the beast might have fallen through.
No, off.
It's gone.
Off.
I had a message about 20 minutes ago saying the deal's gone. It's gone up in smoke. So does that mean Cannon's not going to be here?
No, I think he will.
You still think he will?
Yeah, because Cannon, the squad limitations don't apply to him.
Oh, yeah, because he's under 21, isn't he?
Yeah. So, and remember, Dakar will be off for the African Cup of Nations as well. So we still need another striker, no matter what. Dakar won't be here either.
Well, the one that really gets me is why we're going with five keepers. Why do we need five keepers?
Does anybody want them? Like, does any other club want to sign them? You know what I mean?
You would have thought Danny Ward, with his international aspirations and Wales playing in the Euros next year or chance of qualifying for the Euros, will be wanting to try and play regular football just to get in that squad. If he's not, it showed with Vestergaard. Vestergaard didn't play regular football and he lost out on a place in the World Cup last year. So is Ward thinking the same?
Well, that's what we've just been mentioning, Jamie, that we've still got five keepers and not one of them have gone. It's just ridiculous because now, surely with these players coming in and we've got, what, 8/9 if Tom Cannon comes in, surely you do not have two keepers on that bench coming into the next game.
You can't have. With Sumeri going to Seville, Castagna going Fulham, Christiansen going Bologna. Have I missed anybody? Oh, Thomas going Sheffield United. You can't have two keepers. You've got to use the full squad available to it. I can't understand why he'll have two keepers. Well, he's just saying something to the board. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we? That's the thing.
I don't think we will from now on, because I think probably one of the reasons Enzo has left out them players, it might not even, obviously, I think we've been guessing that those players don't want to be here, right? They don't want to be at the club. I think now they'll just be reintegrated, if I'm honest. I think we'll see Daka on the bench.
You're going to have to because there's no point having two keepers when you could have a striker. Yes, he's not done much, but he's surely more impactful than another keeper on the bench. Surely.
Harry Suter. Are you going to integrate Harry Suter back into it? Because his name's been mentioned as one of the ones that have been wanting to... Oh, sorry, he's going to leave. We don't know whether we wanted to go or not. But is he going to be integrated back in? Can he force his way back into that side? We shall see.
I don't think Suter wanted to go initially because he came from the Championship. It's not like we signed him from a Premier League club and now we're relegated and now he's stuck with us. I think it's just Enzo doesn't like him, to be honest. I think Enzo doesn't rate him in his system. And he tried to get rid of him and he hasn't now. So all you can do is reintegrate them, because then if you don't play Suter for 9 months, who's going to want him in 9 months? We need to get him in a position where someone wants to buy him in a year's in 9 months. You know what I mean?
What a comment from the council. Oh, brilliant. If Jamie, he does that, I get 20 quid off Sam.
Jamie, I was just going to say as well, Daka, do you think he could be used as depth on that left side instead of Mavididi as rotation?
He's got the pace, but I don't think he's got the skill of Mavididi. Mm. We've seen it already with his little black back flips and his Cruyff turns and stuff like that, and his 1-2s and his nutmegs. He's got the pace, but he's got the knowledge of a striker. I'm not sure. And I tell you what, I think this might scupper the cap. I really do, because of the way you've still got wages, you've still got not bonuses, you've still got wage limitations and a budget that you've got to work to. And if Cannon comes in, and he'll be on a wage because he's 7.5 million, was it 6.5, 7.5 million, whatever it was. There's still a budget limit they can't go above that budget limit. And if Daka's still there, he must be on one of the highest pays, 100 grand, 90 odd grand, I would have thought. I don't know. If Daka doesn't go, then I'll be very surprised if we see that Tommy Cannon in. I really will. Hopefully he is, because the Everton fans rate him, even though he's not played that much for Everton. And he's done well in Preston last year. The Everton fans really rate him. But why do Everton want to get rid of him when he's only the fourth choice striker in a team that can't score goals?
I'm convinced he'll still come, but I know what you're saying. It wouldn't surprise me if it hasn't. Also, by the way, can we just say Mason Greenwood's got to move to Spain?
You're joking.
Getafe.
Oh, that's on the mainland.
I know he was meant to go to an Italian side, wasn't he? And then he failed.
But you know what the weird thing is? He's gone on loan, so he is still officially a Man United player.
The Spanish out. It's different out here with the Spanish laws and stuff like that. And it's very different over here. They see things differently.
Yeah.
Compared to what the English justice system do, they see a lot of difference over here. But anyway, that's politics. Let's not get into that tonight.
Go on, Lox.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what's funny, lads. I don't know if you saw the comment from the Zambians online, obviously saying, "Oh, you know, I'm so happy we don't have to be at Leicester City fans anymore and all this." You haven't
Bye,
given
then.
Us
adios, it, ciao, ciao.
But he's back now, isn't he? Well, he's going to be back in training tomorrow, isn't he, Daka?
I don't think he actually left, because he left the training ground today. He wouldn't have got to Bournemouth in time from about 4 o'clock.
That's probably why it's failed, eh? Probably just can't get it done in time. Yeah.
So I really don't know.
We'll move on to a few more outgoings then. Obviously, one of your favourites, Jamie, Sumare. Finally got him out of the books, I guess, for a year.
Well, yeah, but this morning I saw something. I think it's 2 years to the day we played the Community Shield when Kel got the penalty. And he was actually a world beater in that. Well, not quite a world beater, but he looked like he could have been a world beater. Some of his turns, at one point he took about 3 Man City players on and beat them. We thought, blimey, what we got here? But then he just faded away.
Some games, I will admit, he was absolutely brilliant. But then other games, he just looked like a donkey. And that's where I was saying, with the same sort of story with Daka and Sumare, and the fact that I still think there is a player there, but I just don't think they're not going to suit Leicester. And I think when they move on, hopefully they do. improve and show what they can do as a player. Another one, Castagna. Obviously, it was always going to happen, I guess, because we weren't seeing him much in the games. It was, I think maybe Fulham was a bit of a weird move, but it's Premier League, and I think it's a step up, isn't it?
I'm more disappointed. Is it really? We had a team full of Premiership experienced players last year, and it didn't work, did it?
No, I mean, he's not going to get anything better than Fulham, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, right, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Well, he did have a link to Juventus, didn't he? But that didn't happen.
Yeah, but he weren't good enough, was he? A bit like Tillemans, a bit like Barnes, a bit like Maddison. They weren't good enough for the really big teams. No one really wanted him. The one that sort of not upset me, but disappointed me, was Christiansen. When he came in, I thought he was going to be a quality player, and I thought he was going to do the business for his week in, week out. And the first few weeks, he did. And he showed the pride and the passion. And I thought, in that championship, he's going to show it. But he's just not got... I think Enzo's seen him, and he's just not got the footballing skills he needs for the football he's playing. He might possibly be able to play the Doyle role, but other than that, that would have been it. And Doyle doesn't look like the bloke that can get that gets injured.
No, so, I get that. And people were saying that, it's like players should be able to play in positions. But no, someone like Christiansen and Thomas have been playing in that same role the whole life, kind of playing into that left back role. And they can't, if they're not a player who can be versatile and move into like the midfield or whatnot, then it's not down to them, because say Rodgers brought them in for a certain style. Now he's changed the style. It's not really happened for them, and they had to move on. I don't think it would have been fair for Christian to stay at the club and just sit on the bench when he doesn't want to play. And the same, like I say, Thomas going to Sheffield United. It's a good move. It's a step up. And he's played 50 games in the Premier League for us. So why not let him go into the Premier League and show what he can do?
Well, let's hope... let's hope things don't go badly and Enzo loses his job, because if it did happen, he's left with no left back. He's left with...
Locks, let's not go down that route, because I don't think it's going to quite happen.
I don't think
it's going to happen. Right then, lads, I'm going to go because it's 11:30 and some of us have got to get our beauty sleep because need it more than the rest of you two.
It's fine. We'll be at the game tomorrow. Sorry.
Rob Tanner's just put out Daka to Bournemouth, now unlikely, but Leicester still trying on Cannon. So,
yeah, I think one relies on the other, to be honest, by the sounds of that tweet.
Yeah, I agree.
On Sky Sports this afternoon, it was like, well, eight or 9 hours ago, Leicester are close to agreeing in terms with Everton for Cannon. Close. 8 hours ago, that's not close.
Mm. I agree. Yeah. Jamie, we'll catch you on your famous Aftermath show on Sunday.
You certainly will, lads.
Hopefully after a win against Hull.
7 out of 7, baby. That's what we need. Go into the international break. 7 out of 7.
All right, mate.
I'll see you later, lads.
See you Sunday. See you Sunday.
And then it's just me and you, Locks. Obviously, to only talk about two more players, and they were the two latest additions to the squad. Akgun from Galatasaray on loan, and also, like we say, Fatawu from Sporting, both on loan. What's your kind of take on these? Because for me, I always have a bit of an issue when it comes to loan players, because I don't think they will ever try to the best ability, because they're not actually playing for us. They're playing on loan from another club. And as much as you could say that about someone like Doyle, he's showing it. Someone like Akgun has to play 25 games, and with Fatu, I'm not too sure what his conditions are, but we are allowed to buy him at the end of the season. I'm not too sure, but from what I've seen at the Tranmere game, Akgun seemed okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very unlikely that we'd sign both of them at the end of the window, just because one of them isn't going to play much. You know, if Akgun comes in and plays really well, Fata won't see the light of day. But if Akgun comes in and he flops and Fatawu starts playing really well, then he might be the one that's bought. You just don't know with these things. I think they're good signings. We needed just a bit of depth. Akgun will probably... I have a feeling he might start, if I'm tomorrow. Honest, on tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Fatawu, I'd be surprised if he's even on the bench. I think it would be harsh to drop McAteer from the bench, Madivadua. I know he wasn't on the bench last time, but still, it'd be harsh for Fatawu to come straight in and him, him go. So it might take some time for us to see Fatawu, but Akgunai, I think, will make an impact straight away, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is the one thing I was saying on the lives when we first heard them join us. It was the fact that I just felt like we were overcrowding that right wing spot, because before we were saying we had McAteer, we had Marcel, and obviously we did play other players in that position. But now we've got Akgun and then Fatawu on top. It just feels like we've got, what, four or five sort of players that can play in that right wing spot now. Do you think maybe it was a bit too overcrowded in that role now, or is it just mainly for backup?
Yeah, I don't think so, just because Madavidua, I think it prefers a left, prefers playing off the left, you know, kind of out of position on the right. So in theory, the right hand side is Akgun, Albrighton, Fatawu. Natural wingers, Albrighton, Akgun, Fatawu. And then you've got the unconventional wingers in terms of right-hand side, McAteer, Dennis Pratt. You know, they're not right wingers. They're not proper wingers. So I think we're fine, mate, to be honest with you. I think it's fine. I think we've got enough depth there, and we've got players to drop in there if needed to. In emergency, like McAteer, and we saw what McAteer could do on that right hand side with his left foot as well, with that goal against Rotherham. Yeah,
and then obviously finally we did speak a bit about it to begin with. I thought maybe it would have been announced by now, but it obviously hasn't. And now with the DAC situation, it might not actually happen, but there's always a chance. Tom Cannon, we'll quickly mention him again. Like you say, 8 goals last year for Preston. Should do well as a maybe second choice or maybe even third choice, depending on where Vardy sits in the team behind Kel. But like Enzo said, he's looking into the January Cup already with AFCON and saying that surely Kel is our first choice and maybe this Cannon will be second or third choice. So,
yeah, I think it'll still go ahead. Obviously, clubs, if they don't get deals done by 11 o'clock...
They've got an hour, haven't they?
If they show proof that the talks started before 11, which obviously that's the case in this situation. Obviously, Cannon, we first heard, was it first thing this morning or was it last night?
We heard it from first thing this morning, but again, as long as it's first thing this morning, it's way before the 11 o'clock deadline. So
yeah, it's an interesting scenario, to be honest with you, because you don't know if... It came out of nowhere, let's be honest, the Cannon news. You don't know if Leicester did that, not out of panic as such, but they did it because they expected Daka to leave. And then now that Daka's not leaving, do they look at it as, well, we can still register him because he's under 21. But should we just sign him anyway for depth? Or do we not do it because of wages? I mean, I can't imagine he's going to be on too many wages, but... I'd sign him anyway, if I'm honest with you, because let's be honest, mate, Daka will probably be gone in January, right? He'll be gone in January. So if he is going in January, we might not be able to find a striker that we want like Cannon in January. So I think we sign him. We've got him. It'll probably be like a 4 or 5 year contract, let's be honest, because of his age. And let Daka go in January for however much. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, completely agree.
Daka might even be frozen out of the squad completely. You just don't know.
You never know, mate.
Because you've got limitations. There's squad limitations. And if I'm not mistaken, we were 2 over. And we've got rid of Samari and we were going to get rid of Daka. Mm-hmm. So we're still 1 over with Daka in the squad. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Guys, obviously keep putting your comments in. Get your views in. Obviously, we've spoken about all the transfers.
Hold on, mate. Yeah, you carry on. They've got Bournemouth on Sky Sports News. Give me a second.
Oh, God. Yep, go for it. Like I say, guys, everyone we've spoke about today is all the ins and outs from today. Lox is just being our kind of guy at the moment for transfer news, see if this Daka does go through. Fabrizio has tweeted, Daka to Bournemouth, deal off. It is close, but won't happen. So Daka is not moving. Lox, if you can hear me, you don't need to look because Fabrizio has already tweeted. It is off. So I will wait for Lox to show up again. But Daka is not going to Bournemouth. Dakar is not going to Bournemouth, mate. That's off.
Yeah, I know that. I was just listening. So
Fabrizio just tweeted and it said he's off anyway.
Bournemouth are trying desperately to get Sinisterra from Leeds, which is good for us because it weakens Leeds.
Yeah,
Leeds. But I think, so there's a 2-hour extension you can get now, they just said.
Oh, okay.
And let's be honest, mate, Bournemouth, if they're running out of time and they're thinking, do we prioritise Sinisterra and sack off the Dakar deal? They're going to do that.
No, either way, Dakar's not going because Fabrizio just tweeted.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying Bournemouth have probably sacked off the Dakar deal because they need to focus. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's because I don't think they've even agreed a fee yet with Leeds for Sinisterra. Okay. So, but yeah, Dakar's obviously, as you just said, Dakar's off. He's still a Leicester player until
he's going to be a 20 goal striker this season, mate, all the way. We can hope, we can dream. But there you go, guys. Obviously, we have spoke about all the ins and outs this window. Get your comments in, get your views in. We will see how things pan out this season. Obviously, we've got the January transfer window as well, when all the AFCON players go to the Cup and see what else we can bring in. But thanks for joining, Lox, and we'll catch you all on the next show, probably the watch-along tomorrow for the game, and then obviously Jamie's show on Sunday. So appreciate you all coming in, and we'll catch you all on the next show. See you.
Cheers.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.